devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
If you want to ride, don't ride the white horse. If you want to ride.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Apparently, I don't even wear a white hat anymore. I have been catching lots of hell on social media, personal emails. You know, people don't like my topical choices these last couple of days.
Like you're going to change your entire political stripes overnight for Tommy Thompson.
Well, apparently people seem to think I've done so. I am now a sold-out righty.
How dare you consider...
Worse than the right, because I pretend to be a progressive.
Don't you dare consider anything sane.
You know, I knew I was a little out there with the whole excitement, the gleeful excitement at the news that, you know, Tommy Thompson might jump into the gubernatorial race. But that's more because, you know, life gets boring around here sometimes. You know, throw me a freaking bone. I'm just trying to have some good talk on the radio.
Listen, if all I have is the four people that would pretend, including Tommy Thompson, to, between the Republicans, I will choose Tommy Thompson. But after all that, I'll still go with Tony Evers. Let's move on.
844-967-2789. We're moving on to the phones. Carolyn from Madison. Welcome, Carolyn. What do you got for us?
Hi. I'm curious. I wanted to ask you and Matt, how come that great voting ad is not on the air this whole weekend?
Because ads cost money. And honestly, the Wisconsin Democracy campaign got a hell of a value from Devil Radio and the Shaw. We extended a tremendous value, but at some point we had to put an expiration point on it. And no one plugged the meter again.
How about for public service? Just this weekend, I mean, of all weekends.
If somebody had presented me with a PSA announcement saying, please go vote, I'd have played it, Carolyn. But, you know, I can't go out and actively seek free advertising from outside sources. That's not the nature of a business model.
Yeah, well, it was a very good ad. I liked it.
I liked the Bucs players. I liked the thought. You know, democracy is under attack. And we do what we can do. We provide the platform, Carolyn. That's my job. You know, it's my job to keep the lights on, keep these fine people working and rowing the boat in one direction. And, you know, sometimes I say stuff that people don't agree with, but ultimately I'm one voice of many voices. And my job is just to keep the lights on and to keep the sounds going out through the radio. And it is other people's jobs, specifically the campaigns, the party apparatus, the different organizations, well, they've got to do their part as well. And for nonprofits, people like the Disabled Voting Coalition, I mean, we like tripled their ad frequency last year, meaning they spent a little bit of money and we acted like they spent $1 million, because that's what I can do. And I do that for nonprofits. I do that for any of those sort of good government groups. I mean, Matt has always been good to us. The Democracy campaign, if they got a few bucks to spend, they spend it. And I always try to multiply their expenditure as much as I can under things like campaign finance law. So, Carolyn, I do my best. But ultimately, if you're not hearing messages to go vote, don't ask me. Ask where's the messaging from the Democratic Party?
And to piggyback, if I may piggyback on that.
I'll contribute more to the Democracy campaign.
Well, they're good people, and they are doing the God's work. And, you know, it's kind of contrarian to their thought process, Carolyn, because, of course, they don't believe that money should be driving all these political campaigns, et cetera. You know, how we keep the lights on is somebody contributes a couple of shekels towards paying the electric bill. And we can't expect it to be. We're lefty radio is at a little bit of a disadvantage, Carolyn, because we're doing business with local businesses, Madison, Milwaukee, Waukesha. We're trying to support our local community. But the big national brands, the Coca-Colas of the world, they don't give us any money. And then it's time for the political campaigns. And, you know, I'd love to say, and God bless Peter Bukarski, and thank you Tom Nelson's campaign, and thank you Chevy Johnson. But there are a lot of candidates out there running for office right now that aren't plugging the meter, that aren't utilizing it, Carolyn. And I'm not trying to be a mercenary here. That I mean, I've long since given up on the hope of getting rich quick doing the radio show. You know what I mean? It's not about that. It's about we've all got to be rowing the boat. And so if they bring me messages or if they even approach me and said, hey, we got $5 to spend, I'd make it sound like $1 million. But there are organizations that literally have millions of dollars to spend and they won't spend 5 cents. Not here. It's quandary, isn't it, Carolyn?
Carolyn, you know, I want to add on this. When I first got to this station, one of my first, it was before Walker was still as governor and before Evers got elected. And I knew that to win, we had to get the vote out. So I went and took initiative on myself to write Get Out the Vote ads. And I reached out to the Democratic Party saying, hey, we'll just help us out, throw out some we were going to go and do it for free as well. And it was pulling teeth for months and months and months. I finally got a local rep to come in and read something for us. And then we ran that for a long time and people were like, oh, thank you so much. And I'm like, I begged you to do this and normally you should be paying us to do it. And after that, it was like, okay, I don't know what else to do. I'm trying to do everything I can to help.
Carolyn, here's just so we're absolutely clear. We're not on the team. And it's not that when I came to Milwaukee initially and when I first was a station owner, I came almost demanding to be, you know, I want to be the quarterback of the team. Well, I understand that there was resistance to Crudy's bull and the China shop attitude. And I've certainly paid some price for my bad attitude on the radio and running for governor briefly and a few other dumbass things that Crudy has done through the years. But ultimately, Carolyn, I'm the only guy out here rowing, at least in the media, you know, radio sector. And we got lots of guys that work here and they're all, you know, they're all putting their passions in far beyond what I could ever compensate them for. So my team, these guys are stellar. These guys are doing their part, Carolyn. But if you wonder where the breakdown comes, it's that they don't perceive us as important to the mission. Now, I think talk radio is very important. I think the fact that we've got 81 right-wing talk radio, let's call them competitors, although I don't think they hold a candle to us, Carolyn, but, you know, there are 81 more or less profitable right-wing talk radio stations in the state of Wisconsin. And we're still the new guys. You know, even here in Madison, we're about to celebrate 3 years on the FM, 4 years on the AM. That's just a heartbeat in the radio industry. Carolyn, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. So I don't mean to, you know, tell you why I can't help out the Get Out the Vote efforts. Those that are listening to the radio right now and are hearing the sound of my voice, I strongly suspect you knew that there is a spring election on April 5th, next Tuesday. If you didn't know, let me tell you again. Go vote next Tuesday. Why is it important? Because there are people up to malfeasance in the local elective races. The Republican Party, their right-wing talk radio apparatus, they're turning out theirs. They are. They're telling people, go vote. It's the only way you're going to keep your kids safe from gay people and critical race theory. And you think it's, well, they don't say it like that, do they, Crudy? Yeah, pretty close. Pretty damn close.
Also, today is the last day to be able to ask or request an absentee ballot. Go to myvote.wi.gov to find out what's on your ballot and ask for an absentee ballot and what their actual rules are for turning it in. You can also early vote, I believe, starting today or going up until the election.
I'm less clear on all that, on the absentee balloting. I would suggest if you want your vote to count, I would drop it off in person.
Are special places to drop off, and they're listed on myvote.wi.gov.
But there are no absentee drop boxes.
They have to have someone watching.
Okay. I would recommend that you not go to an absentee drop box, seeing as they have been ruled illegal and not eligible for this particular elective cycle. I wouldn't go to the man drop box. I would go to the polling place, and I would vote in person. And if you're not comfortable doing that, certainly do what you have to do with the absentee. But part of this effort afoot is to make it harder and to make it easier to, you know, discount your ballot. So I would not take the risk. if I wanted my vote to count, I would show up and I would vote. And that would be the only practice I would take until, you know, A, we either have clarity from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, or B, you know, they just say never going to accept absentee voter boxes, although that was a Republican proposition once upon a time. That's going to hurt them ultimately, you know, but damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're trying to steal an election. I did take some encouraging news from the headlines overnight. And I know that Dominic's back because he was actually up posting on social medias overnight. And I'm thinking, Dom's back to work. Finally. So anyways, here was the first posting from my little buddy, and he'll join us soon. 5 o'clock, Dom joins. I'm going to steal a little of his thunder. DOJ targets Trump VIPs as January 6th committee is triangulating investigation. Now, we are going to have a hell of a time moving on until there is a reckoning from the top down on what happened on the January 6th. New information is coming out about expanding the Department of Justice investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Here's a quote from the Washington Post reporting. The criminal investigation into the January 6th attack on the Capitol has expanded to examine the preparations for the rally that preceded the riot, as the Justice Department aims to determine the full extent of any conspiracy to stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's election victory, according to people familiar with the matter. That's the only troubling part about that statement from the Washington Post. Now, yesterday, I gave a lot of credibility to the verified reporting on the Hunter Biden. Some of you objected to that. But we've got to look at the quality of the sources we choose to gain information. And I give credibility to the Washington Post. I give less credibility to the unnamed sources, people familiar with the matter, but I have no doubt about the veracity of this story. I'm going to continue reading. In the past 2 months, a federal grand jury in Washington has issued subpoena requests to some officials, I wish they'd name those officials, in former President Donald Trump's orbit who assisted in the planning, funding, and executing of the January 6th rally. Now, more details were revealed in the subsequent story at the New York Times, a little bit of their reporting. A grand jury sitting in Washington is investigating the rallies that preceded the storming of the Capitol. A person familiar with the matter said, apparently there are multiple people out leaking stories to the Post and the Times. One of the subpoenas, which was reviewed by the New York Times, sought information about people classified as VIP attendees. So you know that's got to be all the Trumps, right? At Mr. Trump's January 6th rally, the newspaper reported. It also sought information about members of the executive and legislative branches who have been involved in the planning or execution of any rally or any attempt to obstruct, influence, impede, or delay the certification of the 2020 election.
What about planning and execution?
Did I not say that? That was part of the list, wasn't it? Obstruct, influence, impede, or delay the certification of the 2020 election. Depends on who's... Oh, planning and execution. That's how the Senate started. It was in there. Don't be confusing me.
I wasn't trying to confuse you. I was just referring to the gallows.
Oh, I see. Quick quote. We're triangulating basically from a lot of different angles, and we're getting a fulsome picture of what happened in the run-up and on the day of January 6th, according to Rep. Stephanie Miller, Democrat from Florida. Also on Wednesday, The Guardian reported the White House call log gap from January 6th. Donald Trump used an official White House phone to place at least one call from the Capitol attack on January 6th last year that should have been reflected in the internal presidential call logs, but was not, according to two sources. The former president called on the phone a Republican senator, Mike Lee, with the number recorded, and they give out the number 202-395 and then some zeros, a placeholder number that shows up when a call is incoming from a member of the White House Department phones, these sources said. So he made calls, and then he destroyed the record of the calls. Very Nixonian. Come back with us. Your calls could be next. If I don't delete them all, 844-967-2789.
I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Horsey McHorseface.